And welcome now to the midday for, let's see, today is Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we have some live music as promised. It's in the air this time of year. July seems to be just the great time, a traditional time for the sounds of Gilbert and Sullivan. We'll have a few sounds from what is one of the, I don't know, would it be top three of the most famous and beloved of all the Gilbert and Sullivan productions, and part of the ongoing seasons of the Madison Savoyards. They are doing HMS Pinafore this year, and their artistic director and some of the singers are with us. The artistic director being Kyle Knox. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Norman.
So Pinafore this year, it's a real crowd pleaser.
It's a real crowd pleaser. That's the idea. Yeah, it's of the major Gilbert and Sullivan works, I would say this is probably the most famous. It's certainly the first big hit that put them on the map on an international level. It was a hit throughout London and England, but then it was a big international success too as it moved into the New World and sold lots of sheet music and made them a lot of money.
And Savoyards and other ensembles have a great time, you might say, interpolating between the lines all of the visuals and the, you know, various body actions and so on that go with some of these songs. But that's one right. of the most famous is actually the one we're going to start with. And it's, I guess, just kind of sweet, isn't it?
It is. It's I'm Called Little Buttercup. And Becky Bushell, who's our wonderful Little Buttercup, will tell you a bit about this character and this song.
So Little Buttercup is a poor bumboat woman. She comes on board the HMS Pinafore to make a couple of bucks, sell her wares to the sailors, and maybe flirt with them a little bit. So here it is.
Ay, you men of war's men, safeguards of your nation. E-risen and at last of all privation. You've got your pay, spare all you can afford to welcome little buttercup on board. I'm called little buttercup, dear little buttercup, though I could never tell. Still I'm called buttercup, poor little buttercup, sweet little buttercup I. I've snuff and tobacco and excellent Jackie. I've scissors and watches and knives. I've ribbons and laces to set off the faces of pretty young sweethearts and wives. I've treacle and toffee, I've tea and I've coffee, soft tummy and succulent chops. I've chickens and conies and pretty polonies and excellent peppermint drops. Then buy of your buttercup, dear little buttercup, sailor should never be shy. Then buy of your buttercup, poor little buttercup, come of your buttercup, boy.
Well, it's a catchy tune, you know, at the very least, catchy tune, great performance there, and one of the highlights in that particular production of Gilbert and Sullivan, something to look forward to from the Madison Savoyards. And this one is has a different, slightly different character to it.
That's right. This is the famous Nightingale aria, which is one of our protagonist Ralph Rackstraw's major showpieces in the opera. And we have the fabulous Alec Brown here playing this part, who will tell you a bit about it.
Yes, so Ralph Rackstraw, he is the best topman in the Navy, in the British Navy, and he's one of the best sailors on this ship, but he's just pining for something else. He's pining for this woman that he just cannot have. So this is his aria that he sings. He spies this bird, and he kind of wishes to be like it. He wishes to be free like it, to sing his songs and to love wherever, whoever he wants, and to go wherever he wants to go.
Thank you. the moon's bright ray. And all this tale in his own melodious way. He sang a well-a-day. The lovely vale for the mountain vainly sighed. To his humble well the echoing hills replied. They sang I know the value of a kindly chorus, but choruses yield little consolation when we have pain and sorrow to before us. I love and love a lass above my station.
He loves and loves a lass above his station.
Fair to see the pearl of minstrelsy, a bud of blushing beauty, for whom proud nobles sigh and with each other vie to do her menial's duty. A suitor lowly born with hopeless passion torn and far beyond denial has dared for her to pine at whose exalted shrine a world of wealth is sighing. Unlearned he, not save that which love has taught, for love had been his tutor. Oh, pity, pity me, a captain's daughter she, and I, that lowly suitor. Oh, pity, pity me, our captain's daughter she, and I, that lowly suitor.
More reflective interludes, the Nightingale Aria from the HMS Pinafore. Gilbert and Sullivan, and now we come to, I love this phrase, audacious tar. Referring, of course, to a sailor. And who would like to tell us about that, or is it going to defer to...
Right.
Let's take a vote on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Alec will tell us a bit about this.
Okay.
So in this duet, Rafe and his fair beloved, they have had this encounter on stage, and both of them have their little moments to the audience saying, oh, I really love this person, but there are reasons we can't be with them. So this duet comes after a specific moment where, with passion, Rafe kisses Josephine, and she knows that they can't have that. They can't have this relationship. So this is kind of their angry duet, but also their love duet that they just don't know they're singing to each other.
Refrain, audacious tar, you're so impressing. Remember what you are and whom I'm addressing. Refrain, audacious tar, you're so impressing. Remember what you
and I obey. It is my duty. I am the lowly star that sailed the water, and you, proud maiden, are my captain's daughter. Proud lady, have your way. You speak, and I obey. My heart with anguish torn bows down before her. She laughs my love to scorn, yet I adore her. My heart with anguish torn bows down before her. She laughs my love to scorn, yet I adore her. Torn, bows down in horror. She loves my life to scorn, yet I
that genre that you might call sort of the love denial duet.
Right.
I do not love you at all. And yet, it's a great tradition. Well, and now one more from Pinafore. The
right.
Hours creep on apace.
Right. Have we met Aaron Bryan yet officially?
Not officially.
Aaron Bryan
no.
has been singing the role of Josephine thus far in that duet, and she is here to tell us a little bit about this very fabulous and famous aria.
Yes. So this aria comes at the beginning of the second act, after Rafe and I had our I love you, I don't love you, I'll confess to the audience that I love you, I'll confess to you that I hate you moment, we do decide to run off into the night together. However, Josephine is in fact a gallant captain's daughter and is not super excited about saying goodbye to her very deep and spiritual life filled with luxurious linens, all of the carved oak and tapestry in her father's home. And so the second act aria, The Hours Creep On Apace, and A Simple Sailor Lowly Born, is Josephine trying to decide if she should listen to the gods of love or the gods of reason and material wealth.
Housewives fume and clothes are hanging out all day are drying. with one corrupt looking glass to see your face in, and dinner served up in a pudding basin. Oh! A simple sailor, lowly born, unmeted and unknown, who toils for bread for every morn, till half the night is flown, till half the night is flown. No golden ring can he impart, no wealth of house or land, no fortune save his trusty heart, and yet is so wondrous fair that love alone surpassing her, so peerless in his manly beauty, were little less than solemn duty.
Material possessions, even, what is it, laundry, hanging out to dry. The hours creep on apace from Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, which the Madison Savoyards are performing this month.
That's right. The performances actually begin this weekend, so we're doing seven total shows, July 28th, 29th, and 30th. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this coming weekend, and then next week, August 3rd, Thursday, Friday the 4th, Saturday the 5th, and Sunday the 6th. Sunday performances are at 3. All other performances are at 7:30 p.m. And you can visit madisonsavoyards.org for tickets. Also call 608-265-ARTS, as well as look us up on Facebook.
Wow. Okay. All those things. And it's in Music Hall, which is Gilbert and Sullivan Contemporary Building.
That's right.
Can really get into the spirit of the thing there.
Yeah. Don't have to change a thing.
Our pianist, I don't think we mentioned Steve Radke, for these excerpts from HMS Pinafore. And thanks also to our engineer, Tom Blaine, and to Peter Bryant.